T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marty Griffin, breaking news, story in development, has much bigger play than in Pine Richland. Good for the folks in Pine Richland. By the way, amazing, amazing school district. Their test scores reflect that. Amazing community. The leadership, the success of the families there reflects that. Insanely successful football program. Got to give the love and the credit to Eric Kasparovich. This is a man who's been looked at by colleges. He's that good. This is a man that has allowed a significant number of young men to go to college on full scholarships. This is a young man that has changed a significant number of lives as coach. He's a father figure. He was, in essence, fired last night by way of email. The allegations are a couple things. A towel whipping incident from several seasons ago. You know, towel whipping, whap, whap, whap. And an alleged incident involving, again, this is an allegation, not corroborated, a young man alleging that someone urinated in his football helmet. Okay? And that he wasn't pleased with how it was handled. So everybody knows this. This has happened to other coaches, and attorneys have walked that walk with them. There is a way back from this. Attorney Phil DeLucente, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Marty.
Phil, you have had this happen to a coach that you know, right? That you represented, sir. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I've represented coaches. I had a coach that was allegedly assaulted a player that had acted up in the locker room. And one thing I can tell you is every single report that came back was that this gentleman did not assault him at all. He was trying to just restrain him because of the situation getting out of control. Now, the problem the coaches faces today is we have this cancel culture. And I played high school football Gateway for Pete Ann Marino, Westminster College, championship teams both in all 8 years. And the problem we have now is a towel whipping incident. Listen, that is something you used to do after you won.
Yes, sir.
And everybody joked around. So unless you played the game of football and you were in a locker room, if these board members of Pine Richland think that that's offensive, that is a sign of friendship. I mean, it's just something you do. It's like after a good play, somebody hitting somebody on the butt. And I don't know how we got to where we are now, but it better reverse or no one's going to communicate with each other.
No one's going to coach.
No one's going to want to coach. I mean, look at the teachers, what they have to go through. You know how many teachers I've represented in my career? Nurses? I mean, what we're putting these poor people through today is it's disgusting. I'll say that.
Close friend and prominent attorney, Phil DeLucente. This is relevant because he represented a coach who was accused of assaulting a player, right? Right, Phil?
Facing,
not only was he facing the loss of a job, but criminal charges. He had to hire you to save him, right, from criminal charges.
I mean, when you look at this whole reporting, this Kasparovich, this is a great, great coach. And listen to all the players. I read in the Post-Gazette, the quarterback from years ago, he said that this is his statement was the best statement. I couldn't have done a better statement. I like to pride myself on statements to the press. He did a great job, this quarterback for Pine Richland, and what he said. And so then you say to yourself, okay, well, what were the board members thinking? Because at the end of the day, they decide, the superintendent decides. And you just have to – now, I don't know all the facts, but
yes,
based upon what I've heard so far, I just – find these types of cases ridiculous, that a man's going to lose his job. If he's done everything, as he said, he has done correctly, what more are we going to ask of these people? That's I guess, my question. Like, if there's a rule you have to follow, and the guy follows the rule, what is it now? You're going to play into what? You're worried about a news story? Or I don't understand the direction here, Marty, where we're going.
Attorney Phil DeLisenzi, who represented a plum coach who was brought up on criminal charges. Phil and the police investigated.
Well, he was never charged.
Never.
Because I came out very strong, and I said, you can investigate all you want.
He was accused of assaulting a player after a game. And he was completely exonerated, Phil, right?
That's correct. Well, he was never charged because there was an investigation. And after I had my investigation and got all the facts, I said, look, we have to come out here, or we do not want to be a victim to the cancel culture. And this is getting out of control, and it's in every line of work. It's really in every line of work today. And now people actually have to have the muster and the stamina of, like, the golden generation of folks and say, you know what, enough is enough. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Now we're getting to how somebody might feel, how they feel. It's out of control.
So they're going back on this coach, Phil DeLisenzi, attorney. We're going back 6, 7, 8 years on a coach, talking to kids who say they were part of a towel whipping incident, and a kid who said that someone urinated in his helmet years ago and that it wasn't addressed properly. Phil, we walk the fine line now with this cancel culture we're talking about, where at some point cops are going to say, I don't want to be a cop. Teachers are going to say, I don't want to teach.
Happening. Are you kidding me? I know more guys in the last 2 years that have retired. Not a blemish on their record, not anything. I've had police officers call me up fretting that they're afraid to do their job as they are trained. And obviously there have been some horrendous incidents out there. I'm not going to justify them. Right. But I'm saying what we've done now is taken the 1% of bad apples and we're marring the 99%, whether it's officers, teachers, nurses, whatever the case may be. And that's dangerous, okay? And it's great for a news story, and it's great to sell some advertising, but you know what? This is not what our society wants. I'm telling you, I'm with the common man every day.
Phil DeLisenzi, listen to this statement from a parent. We've all learned the hard way how much these local school boards can affect our daily lives. People gripe and complain about the president of the United States, but nothing at the federal level will affect your daily life like an out-of-control school board. And it's totally political to them. It's definitely not about the kids. What do you say, Phil? You deal with school boards all the time.
Yeah, infrequently. I've actually been an expulsion officer, believe it or not. And between the laws and the school boards, here's what you have now on school boards. You have men and women that might not have any business background, but yet they're in control of $90-100 million budgets. And so there's really no interest from the community. They need to show up to these board meetings. They need to make a stand so that it's expressed to these folks. And they're in control of these huge budgets, and they're running small, I saw small companies, they're big companies, that can really influence the way taxes are run, how management is done. And so people have to take more of an interest. I just spoke to the Rotary Club saying that with the candidates. You have to take an interest in the people that are running for election and learn about them before you actually vote, because you don't cry then if you end up with what you get.
Attorney Phil DeLisenzi, thanks, my brother.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, Morty.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.